Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on Daf Yud Tes on the fourth line from the top, Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, said, V'chein, chatzer hamukefes achsadra, that if you have a chatzer surrounded by an achsadra, right, and you put tzchach down, so we said, if tov an akuma, then tzchach is going to be good, and if not, not. V'amai, why would the sukkah be puzzle? And if it's more than four amos away, we're going to say, if the ledges coming out of the sides of the porches are more than four amos away from the walls, put tzchach in the middle, it's no good, right? Famai, why is it no good? Pitikriyard, name of pitikriyard v'sosim. Where those ledges are, say, pretend the walls go down, and put tzchach on top. Pitikra. Which just reinforces, we don't know what pitikra means. We know what it means. But what, that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara answers, no. Listen to this answer. Tirgama Rava Liba Dabaya. So Rava answered for, on behalf of Abaya, nah. Kishishve es Kiryav. You can't say pitikra, in other words, if you put the schach on top of the two ledges, then maybe you can say pitikra. Right? Because the ledge ends, and we say the walls go down, pretend walls go down, have walls. But that's not what happened over here. You put the schach in between the two ledges. So you can't say pitikra. You put it in between the two ledges. Rashi says, Sheish Rez Kiv, Sheasek Kiv Yav Namach, you made the schach low. V'lo Nasan Roshe Kanem Agabe Tikra. You didn't put the beams, the bamboo, on top of the tikra. Right? She ate pitikra niraba. So the end of the roof is visible. It's not what you did. If you did that, that'd be okay. It's not what you did. Ella tala'an b'shave. You put them in between. Lufi shanesarim she'ein chudin. V'nira skibisukah. Right? Like flush with that ledge. You made the schach flush with the ledge. That then, kol tikra skagusayin chalka b'shave. That is all smooth. Flo shipua, it's not slanted, ke'en shalana, like our roofs, ela tikatikras alios. It's like the roof of an attic or something, whatever Rashi's saying. The point is, you made a flush. If you made a flush with the roof, the ledges, and you had tzchach flush with it, you can't say pitikra. There's no tikra. The whole thing is one big thing. And if those ledges are more than 4 amos away, you have a problem. If they're within 4 amos away, you don't have a problem. But from Rav's answer, it would seem that if you did put the tzchach on top, you didn't do that. You have a problem. But if you did, you would not have a pitikra problem. That's the answer. Okay.
No problem with the fact that now it's a pass-through instead of having walls. None of that stuff that we went through.
Right, so we don't have walls. That's the problem. We don't have walls now. Because the walls of the chatzar are too far away.
Even if we went to wherever they are and used the pitikra.
No, you can't use pitikra now because there is no tikra.
Saying, yeah. Let's say there was.
That would sound like it would be okay.
We still have a problem. There's no walls.
Right, there's no walls. Right, that's a big problem. That's only a question on Abaya. Rav said it's not good.
He's answering for Abaya.
I know. So Abaya, I have an answer for you. The answer is, you did it flush. Abaya said, oh, that's a good answer. But if it would be on top, I would agree. I would disagree with you, Rav. I would say it's good. I don't have walls. Pitikra. Rav says that. We don't say that. Okay. Besuri masne la hashmaitze b'hai lishna. In Surah that said all like this, Pumpadisa Masni, Pumpadisa, they learned the following. Sichecha gabi achsadra. If you put schach on top of an achsadra, what's an achsadra? Achsadra means, again, you have like a row of houses, right, with doors, entrances, a row of houses, and on top of the houses was ledges. On both sides of the street, you'll put a ledge, so when you're looking for your keys, you don't have to, you're not in the rain, right, you have ledges, and you put schach in between those two ledges. So, but if the problem is, if the wall is more than 4 amos away from the end of the ledge, you're going to have a problem. Because if you put schach in the middle, but there's no wall, the wall is 6 amos away. It's too far away. So what they would do was, they would put posts, and then put schach on top of those posts. So, srikech agave achsadra, she'ein lo psimin, if it doesn't have the posts, divyak kol psula. Everyone holds its puzzle, right? Okay. Yesh lo psimin, if you do have the p'timen, Abaya Amar K'shera, Rava Amar P'sula. Abaya Amar K'shera, Amrin and Lovud. You say Lovud. Rava Amar Psula. Rava says it's possible. Lo Amrinon Lavid. We don't say Lavid. Very difficult Gemara here. What do you mean we don't say Lavid? Who doesn't know from Lavid? So Rashi says, Rava Amar Psula. The Lavid Lav Machitahi. Lavid can't make a Machita. Ella Mahalacha Lamoshim Misinai Gemirila. It's a Halacha Lamoshim Misinai Lavid. V'chi Gemirila. When does Lavid work? Lihios Mechita. L'chalal hanase b'shvilo. When does Rava work? When does Lavid work? I'm sorry. Lavid works. Lihios Mechita. L'chalal hanase b'shvilo. It works to close up gaps. Avol l'mishdei l'hacha u'l'hacha lo. But for this side and for that side, to make a whole Mechita, the Lavid doesn't work. So the Ritva asks, what do you mean Lavid doesn't work? We had a Gemara before, that when you're in an enclosure for Shabbos, right? You make ropes, and you make sure they're less than 3 tefachim away from each other, and then you have your mechitza. So what's Rava saying? Lavid doesn't work. Right? Now Rashi goes along, the Lavid doesn't work. The Rava says, it can't mean Lavid. Can't mean Lavid. How can Rava argue on Lachlum? How can Rava argue? How can Rava say this? Lavid doesn't work. The Rava says, it doesn't mean Lavid. It really means Dofan Akuma, or, not Dofan Akuma, what? Right, it really means Pitikwa. Because Rava can't argue on the Gemara says Lavid. But so Ritva says, I can't accept that Rava is going to argue on Lachal Moshe Sinai. Rava will hold from Lavid. Not in this case. What's wrong with this case? Rava, of course, Rava agrees with Lavid. He has no issue with Moshe Rabbeinu. He agrees with Lavid. Not in this case. What's wrong with this case? You're taking posts, putting them less than 3 tefachim away from each other to make a wall. Under the Aksadra. And then it's more further away from the actual homes. Think of it's chach on top. Says the Gemara, Velchus HaKalish Nakama. Don't worry about it. We hold out the first version anyway. So the issue has nothing to do with Lavid. It has to do with what we did yesterday with Pitikra and all those things. It's difficult. Gemara here, exactly what Rava means with Lavid. Okay. Next. Ravashi, Ashkechel Rav Kahana. Ravashi found Rav Kahana to come Misachich Agabe Aksadra She'en Lop Tzimin. He was putting tzchach on top of his achsadra, which didn't have any posts. So lechora, it was too far away the walls. So amalei lo sava lamay lo hadamar rava yesh la p'timin kshera ain la p'timin psula. If you don't have any p'timin, how's it good? Achvulei, so he showed him near mi b'fnim v'shav mi b'chutz. What that means is the achsadra. There was an achsadra. Does it have a picture of it there? Yeah. Oh, they have a picture of it. Okay. So it was an achsadra, and then he built an L-shaped, right? That's what it says?
Yeah.
There was an achsadra. He built an L-shaped sukkah coming out of the achsadra, and he's about to put schach on top. Okay?
He's wanting to use the wall of the house as the third wall.
No, but the wall of the house is the third wall. It's too far away.
Okay.
So what he did was, he built a little board of one amma, and he put it right by the achsadra. So really, you have now a shape of a C. It's a shape of a C. The third, the last part of the C was very, very tiny. But it's all you need.
Yeah.
Says Ravashi, you didn't see that. When you came over to visit, you didn't see that little amma, right? That's what he says. Achvuile, nir mi b'fnim, v'shav mi b'chotz. Inami or, near Bibachod Vishava Bibafnim. Or it could be it was sticking out of the sukkah. Do they have a picture of that?
Yeah.
There's two pictures, right? Yeah.
There's one picture and it doesn't show the sea.
It doesn't show the sea?
It only shows the
huh? It's hidden behind, but it's there. It's hidden behind.
But it's not coming out.
Right. So Rashi says Shahaya Patim Shabo Tefach v'yoser amur etel hayotze. In other words, there was a post that was a tefach wide, that was the third wall. The problem is you couldn't see it. Then avol moshech v'chavol achori sukkah baruch shachsadra odif al sukkah v'nonir l'sukkah l'tocha el oy b'shavol dofen b'sofo. Then Rashi says something very crazy. So the third wall, you have an achsadra. Coming out of the achsadra was a wall, and then another wall. And he said, put schach on top. Where's the third wall? So when the guy showed up, whoever this person showed up, Ravashi came to Rav Kahana, he thought the third wall was going to be Pitikra. He said, we don't hold like that. No, that's not the third wall. I built a third wall inside. Go into the sukkah, you'll see a little tefach sticking in. That's fine. Then Rashi says, or the third wall was outside the sukkah. Outside the sukkah, one tefach. So you have an L shape, and it has two walls, and the third wall was here, from this spot going down. Not in, out of the sukkah. How could that be a good sukkah? How could that be a good wall? So Rashi just said, read those words fast, right? Tosas asks, Tema, Ehu Moel, Basukkah. How could that be a third wall? Right? Given the Laminka, Bibifnim, Shlishi Shal Tefach. You don't even see that wall when you're in Sukkah. Dimisha Migu, Chada, the Atu, Milo, Avid of Kahana, Sukkah, El Bashabbat. So on Shabbat, the whole complicated Sukkah, on Shabbat, maybe this could be a third wall for Mechitza, but not for Sukkot. For Ode, the Shlishi, the Oraisa, Lomahani Migu. How could it be a third wall? Where's the third wall? Rashi said the third wall could be outside the Sukkah. How could that be? Outside the El. So Rabbeinu Peretz says maybe it's the third, maybe the Rabbanon, it's a good wall. You have to give some answer. That's the case. The bottom line is the Rav Ashi was not holding from Pitikra, not at all. Okay. The Itmar near me b'chutz v'shava me b'fnim nidon mishum lechi v'lechi hainu p'timin. So what does that mean? That means as follows: You have a mavoi, and you want to carry in the mavoi. So you have to put a lechi there, right? Either a lechi or a korah. What's a lechi? A stick. You take a stick, and you put it at the entrance to the mavoi. What if you're standing in the mavoi, you're looking out into the street, you don't see the lechi? Why don't you see the lechi? Because the lechi's off to the side. It's there, but you don't see it when you're inside. When you're outside, you see it. When you're coming into the mavoi, you see it. Oh, look at this lechi. When you're inside, you don't see it. That's good. It's a good lechi. So what's the difference between a lechi, which is good, even though you're inside, you can't see it, and a wall? When you're in the sukkah, you don't see the third wall. Why don't you see the third wall? Because it's outside the sukkah. But it's good. Okay. Tana. Next case. Pesel, which means chach. Hayotzi min ha-sukkah, nidon ki-sukkah. You have a sukkah. What's pesel? Pesel's kosher schach. So what does it mean? That means you have a sukkah. You have four walls in a sukkah. And outside one of the four walls, your boards were too big. You bought big boards that were too big. So they stuck out too much. And your schach continued outside the sukkah. So you have four walls in a sukkah, and then what you really have is you have three more walls outside the sukkah, because your boards kept on going. Your boards kept on going, and your schach kept on going. So you have a sukkah, and then outside the sukkah, you have another sukkah of three walls with schach on top. Says the Braisa, Tana, Pesel Yotzim and a sukkah, Nidon ki sukkah. It's valid. It's a good sukkah. You have another good sukkah of three walls. My pesel yotzim min ha-sukkah, what does that mean? Amar Ula said, it means, kanim ha-yotzim l'achori sukkah. Beams, schach, that extends beyond the sukkah. It's a good sukkah. Aiva ba'inan shalosh tefanos, but you need three walls. Bedeka, there are three walls. That's right, there are three walls. The beams, the schach beyond, extends beyond the sukkah, and so do the two walls. And you have the wall of the sukkah is the third wall. For being an hechsher sukkah. But it has to be 7x7 tvachim. It don't have to be a good sukkah. And the answer is, b'de'ikah. You have that. It's more than 7 tvachim deep. For being on filtza mruv mechamasa. But it has to be more shade than sun. B'de'ikah. You have that too. It's all good. Ihachi, Yimayla Memra. So what are you telling me? What's the chiddush? I built a sukkah. I extended the walls. I extended the schach. Two sukkahs. It's like a two sukkahs. What's the chiddush? Why would it be no good? I would have thought, Hoel, listen to this. Ula gavoy avidi. I made the sukkah for the inside. Lababroi, lo avidi. I didn't make it for the outside. It wasn't my intent.
You're talking about that common wall, yeah?
That's right. I didn't make the sukkah for that outside sukkah. I made it for the inside. Amalo, maybe it's not good. Kamash Malon, it's good. Right? Good. What's the chiddush here?
The chiddush is you would think that you didn't have kavanah to make it as a sukkah. So
right. So it's really the same thing we had above on top yesterday. That I thought that I make a house for my walls to be inside the house. Right?
Right.
Why do you build a house? So it should be inside. You don't build a house so the walls should protect for the outside. Nobody does that. But we said it doesn't make a difference. You can use it for this, they can use those walls for sukkah too. No different over here, no different than the actual sukkah itself. Now, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amar Tavayu, Hacha, a different answer. Bikanim hayotzim lifnim min hasukkah. Umashcha v'azla chada dofen b'hadayhu. Different case. It's not, you only have three walls in your sukkah. You only have three walls. And one wall extends more than the other wall. You only have three walls. That's all you need. One wall extends more than the other wall. So all this is open space. But it's all full of schach. Somehow you got the schach to extend diagonally, and it's all full of schach. There's no wall here. You can still sit in that spot. It's not a valid sukkah. Kamash Bulan, yes it is. You see the case?
Yeah.
That's valid. That can have that. Okay.
You have that.
What?
How could you have schach running across one way with nothing to support on the other side and it doesn't fall down?
Can't deliver a beam.
Yeah, you can put a beam or something. You could do it. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan, Lo Nitzrucha, El L'Sukka, Sheruba, Tzalasa, Mechamasa. You have a sukkah that has more shade than sun, right, which is what you're supposed to have. Umi'uta, Chamasa, Meruba, Mitzulsa. There's one spot, let's say, in the sukkah where we don't have any schach. There's one spot in the sukkah where we don't have any schach, and there's more sun than shade over there. Right, that was Tosafot said yesterday. If you require, this is what Tosafot said yesterday. He said, if you hold that there's no lavud be'emtza, then no sukkah is kosher. Because you have to have every inch, every millimeter of schach has to be following next to it. If you have a bamboo and another bamboo next to it, there's space in between them. So Tosafot said yesterday, we don't require that. Right? We don't hold like that, cheetah. But anyway, so you have a sukkah, and it's a beautiful sukkah. One spot has a like a skylight in the sukkah. And it's more sun than shade. I would think that spot is puzzle. Come on, Shimon, it's not. Umay yotze, what does it mean, yotze, going out? Yotze mehechsher sukkah. It means going out from mehechsher sukkah, right? Because that spot doesn't have any schach on it. But it's still fine. Revoshi Omar, lo netzrucha el schach puzzle. You have schach puzzle. Pachos mishlosha besukkah katana. Schach puzzle, you have schach puzzle, right? Less than three in a tiny sukkah, right? And that's good. Ma yotze, what does it mean? Yotze mitoras sukkah. Means it goes out from the category of sukkah, and even though it's not kosher schach, it's a valid sukkah. Maskel for Voshia. Lo haya yehe ela avir. Maybe it's air. Why don't we treat pasul schach like airspace? The avir pachos mishlosh tefachim b'sukkah katana mi pasul. I'm sorry. We said it's pasul. If you have pasul schach in a tiny sukkah, three tefachim, it's going to pasul the sukkah. But three tefachim of airspace won't pasul the sukkah. So why is pasul schach pasul sukkah and airspace doesn't? Right. So Amar Le Rav Abba, Zeh Mitzdarev, V'yishenim Taktav, V'zeh Mitzdarev, V'en Yishenim Taktav. Puzzle, Schach Puzzle is Mitzdarev, and you can sit on it. Airspace is not Mitzdarev, and therefore you can't sit on it. Okay? So, why is Schach Puzzle more makel than airspace? Schach Puzzle, I said this yesterday also, Tzchach puzzle, we said it's four, and airspace is three. But in a small sukkah, it's both three, and airspace isn't a problem, and tzchach puzzle is not a problem. Why? Then the Taz says, because it's tzchach puzzle, it looks like tzchach. Right. Anyway, yeah. Umiya komidi de rufei mitzdarif. Correct. Correct. No, but if we say love or something.
It still doesn't change back yet.
Correct. 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 Umiya komidi, this is the thing. That's through from its tarif. I can use chach puzzle to combine my sukkah. Vahu atzmo eino kosher. And it itself is not kosher. Such a thing. I'm using it to make my sukkah better, but it's not kosher. Such a thing like that. I'm a vizach ben al yashiv in yesterday, such a thing. Tit hani rok yochiach. Soft mud will show that, right? Shemitz tarif labansa. If you have 39 cell of water, and you have one saw of this mud, and you have 40 saw. Is it a good mikvah? Yes, it is. Can you make a mikvah of 40 saw of mud? No, you can't do that. Right? Vatova ba lo elsa lo tvila. No, sorry for the saw. It gives you the 40 saw, right? However, vatova ba lo elsa lo tvila. If you go in a mikvah, only made of that mud, that's not a good mikvah. So what do you see? Something that's not good makes something good. So it's not such a crazy thing that tzchach puzzle can make sukkah kosher. Okay. And Rashi says, "Didnan hachim sechlas mikvos ein elu malin v'lo poslin." The following things make a mikvah better and don't puzzle a mikvah: shaled, snow, barud, hail, hakfar, v'aglid, these kinds of muds, these kinds of frost and these kinds of things, ice, v'amelach, v'tit. Harorok, this kind of muddy, soft mud. Umalin, hainu mashlimin, ashlume, bein b'fne'im. B'fne'atmo, lo. But by itself, it's not going to be good. Right? Tosa says, this doesn't make any sense, because he says it's not comparable. Right? He says, then why isn't airspace good? Airspace is by itself, you can't have a good sukkah. But if it's combined with kosher schach, why wouldn't that be good? No, that make any, forget that. Okay. Next.
Airspace is nothing.
Right, nothing. Next. Mishnah. Ha'ose shukaso kimin tzrif. If someone makes a sukkah like a teepee, it's a upside down V. And both halves of the V are schach. A funny sukkah? There's no walls. There's no walls or there's no roof, whichever one you want to say. So you made out of course schach, that's not a good sukkah. Hosei sukkah kibit tzrif. O shesmuchu l'kosel. Or you take a valid piece of schach, you lean it against the wall, and you go under there. Rabbi Elazar posel. Rabbi Elazar's puzzle, misha ain lo gag. Doesn't have a roof. The chachamim machshirin. The chacham say it's good. Both of those cases are good. Okay? Interesting. Tana, Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, she'im higvia minakarka tefach, if you would lift up we're talking about the case of the leading the tzach against the wall. If you lift it up a tefach, Shefligim in a kosel tefach, sheik shera. Or you distance it from the wall, a tefach, put a board there, put a piece of wood there, and have it resting on the piece of wood, a tefach away from the wall, then it would be good, says Rabbi Eliezer. Or you lifted a tefach off the ground, and then let it rest against the wall, it would be good, according to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for that? Maitamayu, the Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Shipue olim ko olim dami. Because a leaning ohel is a valid ohel. So it's a valid sukkah.
It's a valid ohel for tuma?
Yeah. So Abaya Ashkechel of Yosef, Abaya found Rabbi Yosef, the kagoni bekilas chasan and besukkah. He was sleeping in a canopy bed in a sukkah. Amale, kiman, who are you holding like? Kirabi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, Well, the Ezra and Mishnah held that if you take a teepee upside down V and put that and sit in there, it's not a valid sukkah. Why is it not a valid sukkah? Why is it not a valid sukkah?
Doesn't have a roof.
Doesn't have a roof.
Has no roof. So if I'm in a canopy bed that's shaped like a teepee, it also has no roof. So
he shows a different picture of a teepee. It's not a teepee. It's a this.
That's what a teepee is. Coming. Upside down. I said upside down V.
No.
No.
No, it's showing it as a comet
like thing. Same thing. It's the same thing. It's upside down V.
It still
you have two pieces of a schach.
Four and schach are the same thing.
Meeting together on top. Two pieces of schach meeting on top. And there's no walls. There's no walls or there's no roof. Whichever one you want to say. So it's not good. So Rabbi Yossi was sitting in a... But Rabbi Eliezer said it's no good. So if Rabbi Eliezer said it's no good, think about it for a minute. Why is it no good? It doesn't count. It's as if it's nothing. So if it's nothing, if I'm in a sukkah with a bed like that, it should also be nothing. And therefore, he sat in a bed like that. He slept in a bed like that. Right? It doesn't have the din of an ohel. So it doesn't have the din of an ohel. I could sleep in it on sukkahs. So... That would be, but he didn't lift it up at Tefach. So forget that. They said to him, Shavkis Rabbanan v'avadik Rabbi Eliezer? You're ignoring the Rabbanan, you're holding like a Das Yachin, like Rabbi Eliezer? The Chacham said it's a valid sukkah. If it's a valid sukkah, it means it's valid walls, valid roof, valid ohel. So how could you sleep in such a thing inside a sukkah? Braisa Ipcha, Tani. There's a Braisa that reverses the names. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir v'Chacham and Poslim. There's a brayza that says the opposite way. So I'm holding like the majority, the Chachamim. So one minute, Shafka Masnitzin v'Vodas Kibraisa, you're ignoring the Mishnah and holding like a brayza. That's a funny thing to do. So Amalei told him, no, Masnitzin Yichidoi. This Mishnah, the Mishnah, is a Das Yachid. No one holds like this Mishnah. The Tanya, Hoseh Sukkasa Kamin Tzrif. If somebody makes a sukkah like an upside down V, oil leans a piece of schach against the wall. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Rabbi Nassan said, who's Rabbi Nassan? Adas Yachid said, Rabbi Eliezer posel mishein lo dad v'chacham ha-machshirin. Only Rabbi Eliezer said it's possible doesn't have v'chacham ha-machshirit, but everybody else argues on Rabbi Nassan, right, and said that the machlokus is the opposite. And that the Chacham said it's puzzle. Therefore, I'm holding the Chachamim and I'm sleeping in such a canopy bed on Sukkot. It's not a problem. Why? That that's the din of an Oel. Okay. Next. The next one is going to get to the mats. So, you finish this Gemara. You have a hard time understanding why mats should be a problem. Now, you can't pass it from a Gemara. So let's learn the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Machatzelef Kanem Gedola. You have a large mat made out of reeds, which is something that's kosher for schach, right? The problem is you're not allowed to use schach anything that's makabel tuma. That's a problem. Even if it's kosher schach, it can't be makabel tuma. So machatzelas kanem gedola, a big mat, kanem gedola, a big one. Osen l'shchiva. If you use it to lie on like a mattress, the kabbalah's tumah, it's a kli. The kabbalah's tumah, then it's achrimba. Lesichuch, if you made it for schach, misachrimba. Then it's no problem. Then the kabbalah's tumah, it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achas ketan of achas gedola. It doesn't matter what size it is, it's a different size it is. It all goes by your use, right? Asal l'shchiva, mechabelas tumah. If you used it to lie on, I don't care how big it is. That's the difference, how big it is. If it's very big, it's too big? Why is it too big? I want a lot of room in the mattress. The aim is achinba. Right? If you made it to lie down, then it's a tuma, it's a kli. Aim is achinba. Lusichuch, if you made it for schach, it's achinba. The aim of kabel is tuma. It's not a kabel tuma. Very simple. Now, the Gemara is going to be busy with like, The Mishnah sort of is internally inconsistent. Why? Hagufa Kasha. The Mishnah is internally inconsistent. Why? Because Amarta had said, Asal Shchiva, if you made it for lying down, the Kabbalah's Tumah, then misachin ba. Then if you made it for a mattress, then you can't use it for schach, and it's mekabel tumah. Taima, why is this true? The asal is shiva, because he made it to lie down. Hastama, what if you made it for no reason? Hastama, l'sichach, then it'll be good. In other words, why'd you make that mattress? Why'd you make that mattress? I don't know. I made it. I don't know. I was bored. So if you did that, it'd be fine. V'hadartani, then it says, l'sichach, if you made it l'shem tchach, misachachin ba, v'enekabel astumah. Taima, what's the reason for that? Da'asal l'sichach, because you made it to be tchach. Hashtama, but if you made it stam, l'shchiva. It stam would be for lying down. So it's like a little bit interesting. The inferences contradict each other. That's what the Gemara is asking. Right? The Rush says, to explain this Mishnah and this Gemara, it goes after Minhag HaMakom. Why are people making mats made out of reeds? Why? What goes on in this town? If this town, everybody uses mattresses, then chances are, well, this guy's the only one not doing that. Chances are it's like that. And if the town is, nobody, no, who sleeps on reeds? Nobody does that. Nobody sleeps on reeds. So what do people make mats for Bizman Azeh in the Minhag HaMakom? For Schach. Now, so it says the Rush, could it be a town where you don't know what the Minhag HaMakom is? Or there is no Minhag HaMakom? Theoretically, it could be. That's the Gemara we're asking over here. What if it's a brand new town? We just started a brand new town, and there's no Minhag HaMakom. So if there's no Minhag HaMakom, the inferences contradict each other. If there is a Minhag HaMakom, then you go after the Minhag HaMakom. Why do people make mattresses? Why do people make reeds today? To sleep on? Not one person. Today. As a matter of fact, sleeps on this, on these things. As far as I know. No one in America sleeps on. Everyone, even the poorest people sleep on mattresses, no? Right? Nobody sleeps on reed mats. Nobody does that today.
Doesn't the Mishnah imply some sort of machshava in...
Yes, it does. So that's what the Rosh says. It goes to Minhag HaMakom. You don't have to have a machshava. You wake up in the morning and you go to the factory. Why are you in this factory? What are you doing in that factory? If you're making mattresses, then that it's muchach. It's clear you're making mattresses. If nobody, you don't make mattresses, you're making it for schach, it's for schach.
It sounds like the case is the only... thing is, well, you don't know what it was made.
Exactly, that's the issue it says. You don't know.
But it doesn't contradict. If you know what it was, if you know that it was made for not a mattress, or it was made specifically for a mattress, that's doicha, the suffix.
Right.
So if you know that, I think it's only where you don't know what it was made for. So then you follow that secondary thing. The two things don't contradict each other.
Correct. Well, the inference is all contradicted. The inference is contradicted.
The inference is only where you don't know.
Right. You don't know. So why don't you know? So Peninsula says it's a brand new town. It's a brand new town. There is no minhag here.
We're
talking about a place where they slept on reed mattresses.
Right.
So therefore, you don't know what to do with all here in this town. They did that in those days. That's what they slept on. So therefore, you have a suffix. Is it a mattress or is it a schach? So I don't know. What goes on in this town? Oh, this town, we don't use this. Oh, this town, we don't use this. Then you have a minhag HaMakom. The minhag HaMakom is the answer. But if you're a brand new town, says the Pnei Yeshua, I don't know what the minhag HaMakom is. There is no minhag HaMakom. It's a new makom. So then the inferences contradict each other. So to get out of this problem, now the Gemara is going to go busy with the big and the small. Yeah, you want to say something?
I don't see what the problem is.
What?
What's the problem?
Because the problem is that the inferences contradict. Because it said if you made it l'shem this, then it's, oh, because I made l'shem that. What if I made it stam? I don't know. And then the other one said the opposite. If you made it schach, l'shem schach, it's schach. What if you made it stam? I don't know. So those inferences contradict each other.
Is that what the hechsher on the maps that we buy today are saying that the rabbis are saying it was specifically made for this purpose?
That goes without saying.
We don't even need that.
We don't even need that. Who doesn't make those chach, l'shem chach? Who doesn't do that?
Well,
you need like a hinni mukhir mezuma and you have to make a shem yichud for the chach? So do it. So do that. So I'm sure they do that.
Mordechai,
I understand. So he's a big greater man than me. He's a greater man than me. He's entitled to his opinion. I just find it a big chumra. I'm entitled to say that too.
He's arguing with the Mishnah and a Gemara.
Right. 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 He's a greater man. I'm not opposing. I'm nothing.
By the way, when we talk about, you know, they used it as a mattress or not. We're just talking about if they designated it as a keli. Right?
Exactly. So it was because they're not as a keli. So you want to argue that people that...
The window shade is the same keli.
Exactly. So I want to say that's what we're willing to say. If it's not as that, it has the status of a keli. Why? Because it's all tied together. And so like what they said. So it's a chumra because the Gemara doesn't say that. Okay. Anyway, holo kasha, it's not a kasha. How are we getting out of the inferences? Kan bigadola. When the Mishnah said that a big mat. No, you normally don't sleep on a big mat. What do you need a big mat for? You don't need that. That's for a sukkah. That's for a schach. Kan biktana. And the other Mishnah, the other half that said that normally you lie on it, right? So if you normally lie on it, he said it designated for lying on. And the inference would be that for a schach, it's not a schach. Why? That's because it's a small thing that you use it for mattresses. You skip the parentheses. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achas katana v'achas gedola. Rabbi Eliezer argued on that. He said, it doesn't make size, it's not the issue. The issue is, asal shchiva, mekabelas toma, and then tachinva. What'd you make it for? If you made it for what do you call it? For schach, right? One second, I'm sorry, skip. Achas katana, achas gedola, asal shchiva, mekabelas toma, and tachinva. If you made it to lie on, then I don't care how big it is, you can't use it. Taima, the asal shchiva. Why? Because he made it to lie on. Hastam alazicha. Ema seifa. What does the seifa say? Also, a sichach, you made it for schach, betachinba. You can use it for schach, then it's makabel el tuma. Taima, what's the reason for that? That's all a sichach. Hastama, l'shchiva. Right? So then the inference is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who didn't distinguish between the
purpose.
But the purpose, right? Ela marava. Here's the answer. Big gedola, if it's a large sukkah, a large mat, kuli amalo pligi, tistama l'sichach. No one argues that Mistama you made it for Sichach. Ki pligi, was the machlokes, bikitana. Right? In other words, if it's a large mat, Mistama you made it for Sichach. Why? Nobody, especially in those days, nobody made extra material. Why do you need such an extra large mattress? What are you? You need a triple size mattress? No, you don't need that. So it's for Mistama you made it for Sichach. Ki pligi bikitana, tana kama shavar, stam katana l'shiva. A stam katana was for love us for sleeping. For Rabbi Eliezer Shavar, Stam Kitana, not Mila Sichuch. Stam Kitana was also for Sichuch. Right? Also for Sichuch. And Vahachi Kamar. I think we'll stop right in the middle and let Michael continue tomorrow and go through the whole thing. Because there's nowhere to stop. We're going to stop way, way down. Take up the whole day. So we'll stop right here. And that's going to be, we'll get to some kind of pshar in the middle. You know, get some kind of resolution about the issue of the mats. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.